Welcome to Westbridge Community Church. We are thrilled that you are here with us tonight. I think you are going to find tonight to be way more special than you anticipated. We have some fun things planned, and we have an opportunity where God is going to speak to us maybe differently than he has before. And I think you're going to really appreciate what has been put together for you tonight. We want you to join in on Facebook. We want you to get used to chiming in, because that's going to be part of tonight, too. We need you to respond. So get comfortable typing in there your messages. Invite friends. Have a watch party. Do it all. Make it all happen. And this is going to be a Christmas to remember at Westbridge. And I'm glad you are here for it. We're going to start our worship service by worshiping Jesus Christ. And this is where we will speak to God through song. Words are going to come up on this side screen over here, and you feel free in your location to stand and worship, or however you're comfortable worshiping God, but do engage him as we are going to continue to get closer to him through the Christmas season using a lot of Christmas carols tonight. Would you first pray with me before we start? Lord, I want to thank you so much for allowing us to be here, and I thank you for the way you continue to lead and guide us forward. Lord, we are here in this Christmas season. We have not forgotten your amazing birth. But I pray that tonight, as we get a little closer look at one of the details that you made sure was in there, I pray that you would make sure we understand that and that we would grasp what it is that you did, what you were trying to say through that detail. Lord, I thank you for the way you keep your hand upon us. Thank you for keeping us safe tonight. All those, Lord, who are watching now or sometime in the future, I pray that you would speak to their hearts through your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit move on them in a way that they hear your voice, that they know something about you, and they learn something about themselves that you wanted to make known here at this Christmas service. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd be with us as we worship you and as we spend the rest of this evening just communicating and having communion with you. Amen. Miss Kelly.
Welcome to Westbridge, everybody. We're so glad that you're able to join us online, and we hope that you'll really participate in the service. It's not the service we originally designed, but we know that God is in control. We know that he is here among us. He's in each of your homes, and he's knitting us together even across the miles. So at Westbridge, we know when things go differently than what we plan, we know that God is up to something. So we're excited to see what he does. We hope that you'll stand wherever you are, join us in worship as we focus our attention on our God and on the amazing gift that he gave us in his Son.
Voices singing our praises. Bye. pray with me. Father God, Lord, we stand tonight in awe where you sent your Son to the earth so that he could rescue us, so that he could restore the relationship that we lost in the garden. Tonight we're here to worship you. Tonight we're here because of you. And Father, we just thank you so incredible for this incredible gift that you have given us. Father, be with us. Continue to keep us safe. It's with your glory that we search to give you in all that we do. Father, thank you for guiding us. Amen. Well, I was thinking about 2020. This is actually kind of the last time we will virtually meet or physically meet here in Westbridge. So our next time we'll get together will be the next time we have service in 2 weeks on January 2nd, Saturday. We've made the decision to just not hold small groups these next couple of weeks, and as typical, we cancel between Christmas and New Year's our services. This is a time where we want you to focus on your family. We want you to focus on your friends. And one word comes to mind as I thought about standing here tonight and giving you an update, and it's really gratefulness. We have so much as a Westbridge family to be grateful for. We can complain. We can talk about all the things we didn't have. But look at all the things God did for us in this year, through us in this year. I'm humbled. I'm awed. And so over these next 2 weeks, focus on gratefulness. Finish the year strong. Celebrate what God has done in your life, in your family, in your job, whatever it might be. Because he has. He's been with us the entire time. So again, no small groups for the next 2 weeks. And the next time we will get together is Saturday, the 2nd of January. Now, those of you who are wondering, well, how do I give if we're not meeting? Well, I just remind you that there are ways to give on our website. If you go to our church Facebook, or excuse me, our website at westbridgecc.org, there's a ways to give section. That's for a place that call for those that call Westbridge their home. You can give online. Through a simple button that says Give Now. You can do that through a credit card. You can do that directly into your checking account. Or you can just text the word Give to 908-332-5500. Now, if you're watching for the first time tonight or somewhere down the road, that announcement isn't because we want you to give. We want you here so that you can connect with God. God is here to connect with you. That's the most important thing that I want to make sure you hear and see tonight as Pastor Drew comes up and takes us into an incredible night. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Elder Robert. Well, it is good to be here. I'm excited that you are here. Let me tell you how this is going to go tonight. We have a few different movements, things that are happening. Later, not now, later. There's several things we're going to do first. Later, you need to go to a site that we put on the Facebook post. That is going to be the conclusion of the message that I teach. Okay, you're going to need to go there, and that's going to close out the service. Later, that's going to close out. You're going to go to that, and after you watch that, what I'd like you to do to close out your year at Westbridge is in each one of your living rooms, in each one of the places you're watching, or some people even watching in the car, someone from your group at the end, I would like to have you close out in prayer with your group. And that's how you're going to close out tonight. In your little church home, you are going to make that happen. That's going to happen later as you click on that link. And please, don't miss that. That's big. I mean, that's going to be the main thing we want you to do is to make sure you see that. But I wanted to talk to you before that. Now, one of the things I wanted to do was to make things interesting. So we want you to always be involved on Facebook. We want you to be interactive. It's important for us to know who's out there, what you're doing. And one of the things we want to do is kind of open it up for an opportunity for you to win yourself a Christmas present.
Ooh.
I didn't know. Normally, I don't let you know what you're going to get. but it's Christmas, it's special. 2020 is a different kind of year, so we wanted a different kind of thing. Mr. Robert kind of twisted my arm a little bit and got me to do this, and I said, you know what, Mr. Rod, it's a great idea, I'm going to do that. So let me show you the prize that you will be able to win. You know that I do some painting, and I'm not talking about painting the house, I'm talking about some painting. And I don't do a lot of painting, but I usually never give my paintings away. That's the other thing. I just don't give them away. Mostly because nobody wants them. But I don't give a lot of them away. Nobody asked for them. But you got a chance. You got a chance tonight to win a Drew Kleinbell original painting. And what really makes this... This will get to you when we get back to church. But this is the one that I've chosen for tonight. And it's very rare because I actually put my initials on the bottom. I don't like to sign any of my paintings, but this one got the initials on the bottom. So you got a chance to win that, but you got to answer a question. I also am making sure that my studio audience here is not involved. Aww. You're out. Aww. You're out. Your gift is being with me tonight. All right? Yay! Painting, schmaining, I'm Pat Drew. So, I know you better have the painting. I get you. But this one, you got a chance to win. But here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to ask you some questions. And when we get to the last question, that's going to be the one that you type in your answer. And it's a whole sentence, okay? It's not like a one-word answer. It's not a yes or no. And I have my crack team on computer that they're watching this, and they're gonna let me know. They're gonna let me know who chimes in first. I'm then gonna read that answer. If it's correct, I'll let you know it's correct, and then you will be the grand prize winner of the incredible, priceless. When I die, this thing could be priceless. Okay, so that you want to win this thing, but I figure we should probably before we get to that, since it's kind of a one-shot deal. Do some practice. Sound good? This way you practice typing in on your computer. My crack team here, they can make sure they got it all figured out and make sure that that's working well. So let me give you a practice question. This first one is, this first one is really for a shout out, okay? You're going to get a shout out if that's what you went into this. It's really a practice. But the first question, and now my crack team is watching. They're going to let me know. The answers are coming in quick. And we're going to start going through, and whoever hits first, you get the first shot. If you're wrong, you're not getting no shot out. But then maybe next person. So anyway, so question one, just a practice question. What is the angel's name, who tells Mary she is going to be the mother of the Messiah? What is that angel's name? Now, I know there's kind of a time delay, so we're going to wait for that. As soon as my crack team tells me, hey, we got answers piling in. We're going to start going through them one by one, and we'll see if she'll tell me what the first one is, and I'll let you know if you got the right answer or not. So they're already piling in. They're flying in. So the crack team, what is the first person on there? Who's the first person?
Caleb Dean.
Caleb Dean! Okay, let's see if he has the right answer. What is the angel's name who told Mary she's going to be the mother of the Messiah?
Gabriel,
that is correct. Wonderful. Well done. Well done. All right, very good with that computer. You got computer fingers. Very good. So you got a shout out, right? Ain't that cool? So that's what you got. Now, we're gonna take it a little further. Another practice question, okay? And this one will actually be for another shout out. How's that? So we're going to give you another shout out. This next person's got this. Careful with this one now. Think about this before. Well, you know, it's up to you. If you want to type in real quick, you want to kind of give it. Here's the question. Who visited Jesus on the night of his birth? Who visited Jesus on the night of his birth? Now, I know, like I said, there's a time delay. So in the meantime, just to let you know, I'm excited. You know, I got people coming in tonight, or I'm excited to see families coming in. I'm excited about to help your families coming into your home, and you'll be able to see your loved ones. I got them coming in and have a dog coming to visit me. So the dog gets a shout out for tonight. Baby Belle. All right. Ms. Kelly, you got our first person?
I do.
Okay. This is our first person. I don't know if they get the right answer, and I don't mean to embarrass you if you get it wrong, but I didn't type in your answer. So, you know, it's like I'm you, not me. So, Ms. Kelly, who's the first person?
It's Megan Hathaway.
Megan Hathaway. All right, Megan, I love Megan Hathaway, so even if she gets it wrong, she gets a shout out. All right. Who visited Jesus on the night of his birth?
Shepherds.
Shepherds! Absolutely correct! Did not fall into my trap. Who did you think you were going to say?
The wise.
Wise drummer boy.
Not didn't happen. Didn't happen on the night Jesus was born. So well done, Ms. Megan. Wow, whoever church she's been getting her education, her spiritual education, is doing a good job on Ms. Megan. Well done, Ms. Megan. Now, it's time. Drum roll. It's time. This one's not going to be easy, though, okay? And you're going to get this when I see you. When I see you, you're going to get this. That's a one-of-a-kind original. That's no lithograph. That's the real deal, okay? Those things take over a month to dry, which we found out one time. But we did it. I'll give you a little Westbridge background here. We did a paint night one night where I was explaining to people how to paint. You know, I painted it by 30 of us painting. And some of our people, you know, took their paintings home, you know, which they should. And they didn't realize how long things take to dry. These take over a month to dry. And unfortunately, they just laid their painting on the kitchen table and went to bed. And the next morning, they found cat prints throughout their house, where the cat had walked on the painting and it walked throughout their house. So just a little bit of Westbridge tribute. True story, did happen. Love that story. One of my favorites. So this is for the whole bag of shells here. Are you ready? Crack team, are you ready? So I'm going to have you do the same thing. Just let me know. They're cracking, giving me a big sign saying they're ready. Okay, here we go. What do the army of angels sing to the shepherds? What do the army of angels sing to the shepherds? Ooh, that's a little tougher, right? I'll let you know this. It's kind of in a three-part and there's three kind of something, comma, and another one. We'll see if you get this. As soon as my crack team, I know it's a lot to type in, but you're going to do this. You're doing a great job. And that's for this wonderful, beautiful. If we have someone who's already typed. Oh, my crack team's over there on it. There are people already chiming in because they want this painting. So we got somebody. Okay, crack team, who is our first contestant?
Ms. Dawn Saraki.
Dawn Saraki. Oh, she's a smart lady. I know this lady. She's very smart. All right, let me see what her answer is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry. That's good. That's good. But that's not what we see happening in the passage we'll be reading tonight. But it's very good. What do they sing to the... Do we have another one?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Jay and Ellen Kleinbell.
Oh, the people who donated the piano for the evening. Thank you. Okay, let's see what their answer is.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest. That's the answer. That's the first part. I'll take that. You are going to get this painted. It's glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to man.
Now, Caleb Dean submitted that.
But Caleb Dean, you need to find something else to do. You already got a shout out. I love Caleb Dean. You know, buddy, you can have one of my paintings anytime. I'm just going to say you want one. All right, so we have our Jay and Ellen Kleinbell. This will be going up. I would imagine that Jay and Ellen, I know they're home. They have a beautiful moose that Jay. This will fit in those antlers. I think that will be a beautiful place to be. So congratulations. Well done, all. Well done, all. I'm so glad you're here tonight and for tuning in. And do stay. You're going to be very surprised with what God does with your heart as we spend the night together here. You know, our God is a God of details. Really. Absolutely. As you look at the Bible, you see that nothing happens by chance in the Bible. As you look at the Bible, you will see that nothing happens for no reason. Nothing happens, and nothing is done, nothing is chosen, nothing is included that is not important. God records for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, and for all these things are for your sake. All these things are for your sake, so that as God's remarkable, undeserved grace reaches to more and more people, it may increase thankfulness, like Mr. Robert talked about, to the glory of our great God. I know that's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but all these things are for your sake. Now, by the way, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 2. You're going to need that. It's the passage we're going to be looking through tonight. But God is declaring here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he's declaring that all the details, all these things, all the details are for us to learn from. The details are there for us to better understand God. The details are there to bless us. The details, we're told in this passage, there should increase our thankfulness of God and make our heads spin at how incredible and far beyond our thinking God is. Now, when we come to the story of Jesus' birth, like I said, Luke chapter 2 is where we're headed, we stand amazed at the enormous overload of details God has embedded there for our sakes. Think about this. God had 4,000 years. God had 4,000 years to create the time. 4,000 years to create the place. 4,000 years to put in place the circumstances. And 4,000 years to create the details of his son's arrival into mankind. Not one thing, not one detail, not one aspect of the birth of Christ was amiss, and not one detail, one aspect of his birth was unchoreographed by God. He had said, God had said in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, "The Lord of hosts has sworn an oath, saying, just as I have intended, so it certainly happened. And just as I have planned, so it will stand." And stand it has, hasn't it, Westbridge? After all these years, the birth of Christ. Jesus' birth and all the details surrounding it are a treasure trove of messages from God to man. They are a treasure trove of messages from God to his people. But especially, it is a treasure trove of messages from God to you. Yes, you individually is who he is aiming at. We read, all these things are for your sake. Tonight, God has made it with this service the way it came about, so that we can focus on one of the most important and truly surprising details of who God is and how God views you and me. The details of Jesus' incredible birth night. We find it starting in Luke chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 8. That night, when Christ was born, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Did you think about that? The radiance, the brightness, the unbelievable brilliance of Christ, of God's glory surrounded them. It says they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid. He said, "I bring you good news that will be great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Well, suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Well, they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. Ah, Bible students, the details God gives us here are astonishing. God, like no other time before, will put on a heavenly show that had been prayed for, a heavenly show that had been dreamed about and anticipated by every single God follower since the Garden of Eden. The vast line of Israel's priests had devoted their life to waiting for this moment, longing to see it happen. The entire tribe, think of the entire tribe of Levi, the 12 tribes of Israel. Their job was to be devoted to the spiritual needs of God's people. They would certainly be very good candidates and worthy recipients of God's angelic celestial pageantry. And you think of the setting. We have God's temple in Jerusalem, God's temple built by Solomon, a place where God's glory resides in the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest can experience it once a year. Those things, all those seem like good people and good places to pick, much more likely places for the heavens to open and allow people to witness the array of the angel armies singing God's praise. But the people, the detail God wanted, for your sake and my sake, is to reveal the majesty and pageantry of heaven to insignificant, unassuming, pasture-residing, dirty shepherds. Jesus' birth announcement made it clear that God is all about common, humble, ordinary people. God came to them. But let's not miss the next detail. God came to them, yes, he came to those, but then they came to God. These shepherds who go to Bethlehem to see Jesus, they are the first seekers. These shepherds are the first included in the holiness of God's rescue plan. These shepherds set the example for the world as they bring themselves to the Savior and bow before him. Not the priests, not the religious ones, not the ones who considered themselves ready or those who considered themselves worthy. No, Jesus' birth, the most highly anticipated moment in all eternity, was given to a handful of men and boys who couldn't have felt more inconsequential. I am so glad that you have chosen to tune in with us tonight, as I feel what God will do through this next 18 minutes of video, God will truly help you grasp the wonder, the power, and the significance of this amazing detail that God recorded for us here in Luke chapter 2. I am sure, I guarantee, you have never seen anything like what you are about to see. I am sure you will be moved by what is said through it. And I am sure that you will agree with me wholeheartedly with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, that says, "For all these things, for your sake, so that as God's remarkable, undeserved grace reaches to more and more people, it may increase thankfulness and thanksgiving to the glory of our great God." We've made this video available to you. It may have some commercials in the middle here and there. But this way, everybody will get to see it. We're all going to watch it together. So I will see you in 2021. Have a great Christmas. Let God move your heart. Merry Christmas.